Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, and to the left of me is my husband and the other host of this podcast. Tell them who you are, baby.
Tank Big Marcus, the father of three.
Why did that make you laugh as if it was funny?
I don't know. It was funny to me.
I see. What happened to your AKAs?
It might come in later. You know how I do. Give you something to edit. Go.
Quit telling me to go. I am not a, what you call it? One of them dogs that pull the sled.
You my dog.
Really? You about to get neutered. Anyway. That's corny. That's all right. You were corny too.
Go. Come on, girl. It's late.
I'm trying to go. You guys, if you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast. Follow it either on iTunes or SoundCloud. The visual part of this podcast or the video of it is on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. So please subscribe to that as well. We put other content up there, such as daily vlogs, some mommy content. My husband Marcus has a segment on Saturdays called Tank Talks where he tackles different things like car maintenance. He'll be doing fitness and just pretty much anything that comes to his mind or that our audience suggests. So make sure you check that out and follow us on our different social media platforms. Marcus, who hasn't periscoped in how long? It's been about a month?
No, it ain't been no month. It's been a couple weeks.
It's probably been a month.
No.
He is Big Marcus on Periscope. Also, 2782 is his handle. I'm on Periscope as That Chick Angel, on Twitter as Angel the Actress, as well as Instagram, I'm Angel the Actress. On Facebook, I am That Chick Angel TV. And then on Snapchat, I am That Chick Angel, all one word. All right, so now that we got all that business out of the way, we're going to jump into, this was going to be another audience questions, answer those. But I found one that I thought was really good, and so we're actually going to only answer one person's question, but she had so many, I thought it was perfect. We'll just do hers. So this is Pantoof One. You know what? And I need you to tell me how to pronounce that. So when you're on Twitter again, give me the phonetic way to pronounce this. But Pantoof One.
And for everybody that wanted their question answered, y'all can blame her.
No.
I'm joking.
No. I'm just joking. We'll cover it. We don't have that much time on my camera, and and it's late, so we're just going to do this one. All right. Her podcast ideas. She wants to know, what are your top five life experiences you have had? You want me to go first while you think about yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, getting married was one. Having little Marcus is two. Finding out I was having twins is three. Actually pushing twins out of my body is four. And working on ER right out of grad school would be number five. Those are my five top life experiences.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't even know how to answer that. I'd be like, what do you mean? I got experiences every day. Top five, one, in no particular order. One, moving to California. Mm-hmm. Two, getting married. Three and four, little Marcus, then the twins. Actually, that's a separate experience. Yeah, finding out about the twins, because that was surreal for so long.
Yeah, it's still, when I go back to watch that video, it blows my mind still. Yeah.
So that was three and four. And then five is still yet to come.
You still waiting for that top five?
Yeah, I already know what it's going to be. It just ain't got here yet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, future teller. Okay, so she then asks, what is the top five things to do on your bucket list? So this kind of goes into your it ain't happened yet almost thing. I love creating bucket lists. Like, that is my gym jam.
That's her New Year's thing is. She creates a little mini bucket list.
I love it.
And then at the beginning of the next year, she's, can you believe I did this? I said I was going to do it last year and it happened. Look at God.
It is God. Well, I know the big thing that has like been looming over my head, and if I don't do it, I'm really going to be disappointed in myself, is write a script for a film. And I have a very specific script in mind that would star. I'm not going to tell you what the premise is because I want to be able to write it and it not get stolen. But I would love for it to star Maya Rudolph, and I want to be able to play her younger sister in it. So obviously, it's a comedy, and it would be very female driven. But if I could just write that, I feel like everything else would fall into place.
That's one.
I don't know what I'm trying to think of.
I thought
you
were about to name off the four more. I'm like, yeah,
I guess start. I already have my LLC for my production company, but actually produce something under my production company. That would be awesome. Sell a show where I am the only talent, because I have pretty much done well at pitching shows and selling other people in it. And sell a show where I'm not the talent at all, where I'm just the producer. That would be on my bucket list.
There you go. Yeah.
And I don't know what number. Oh, go overseas. Definitely. Like, I want some stamps on that passport. More stamps.
Yeah, I'm trying to fill mine up.
Yeah. Okay.
They're going to say, shred it. You ain't got no more space. You ain't allowed to. Can you fill it up? And they be like, you don't travel too much. You got to wait till that one is
right. I don't know.
My brother's looks like it. His is like completely full.
Is it? Yeah. Well, yeah, because he was in the military. I mean, and I would love to be able to put some more stamps in my children's passport. The twins have stamps. Little Marcus would have stamps, but I accidentally took his passport with me, so he wasn't able to actually go into Mexico. He had to stay on the ship. But what's yours?
To make you successful enough to where I ain't got to work no more. Nah.
To become a trophy husband.
I was trying to find a more wordy way to say it. Definitely I got to get to... I want to go overseas, but my main goal, I got to get to Egypt. Commit. Got to get there.
You got to get there. Talking to the mic.
Oh, yeah. Got to get there. That's one. Another one is a successful entrepreneur. I'm in the process of creating my LLC. So that's going to be my number five on that. And also, that's on my bucket list. Another one. Let me see. Get out of three of these boys into college.
yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
absolutely. And let me see. I got a little short-term goal. Sell this house. Buy a bigger one.
Yes. Well, okay, here's a question to go back to what you said. How would you feel if one of the boys decided they didn't want to go to college?
I would try to talk him, persuade him otherwise, but I can't knock him for it because I feel like I'm doing pretty well, and I didn't.
But you
go
went
to
college.
Not to a 4-year. I mean,
that doesn't matter. You still had higher education.
He better have a damn good plan.
So, I mean, for instance, what if they became successful prior to even? All of my kids will have a high school diploma, and that is no option. But what if what if one of them became successful, like really successful, prior to even graduating high school? Would you still be like, you need to take some time and go to college?
Not necessarily college, but definitely education.
Some sort of.
Just because you went to education don't mean you're in college.
Okay. So it doesn't
have to
be.
I probably learned more after the college I did than I did in college.
So it doesn't have to be formal education.
No, just never stop learning. I always try for knowledge.
Okay. I know this is something that we actually had never talked about. You know, I done been to college several times.
Yeah. And she one of people. She just loved.
I do really school. Like learning, and I love being. I love being graded, so that keeps me motivated. It's like, I want a good grade. But I also, my mother's very successful, and granted, she loves learning too, but she doesn't have a degree. She has a GED. She would love to have a degree. Yeah. She's been in school several times, but never has had a chance to complete a program.
Your mom was probably I come in contact with a lot of wealthy people. Your mom was probably one of the most successful people I know.
Yeah, she is. If she had a little more skills in other areas, she would be unstoppable as far as in the type of empire she's building for herself. But I don't know how I feel about my child feeling like they have to go to college. And now if they don't have any other life plan, then that's where they're going. I'll be like, why are you trying to figure it out? Just go to college. But if they had a strong plan and I felt like they could execute it, I wouldn't force it on them at all. Okay, so top five things every man should know about a woman. And then I'll answer the vice versa of top five things women should know about men. No. I'll answer what men should know about women, and you'll answer what women should know about men. Sorry, I had it confused in my head. My bad.
Get it right.
Shush. I would say that a man should know that regardless of what a woman says, that sex typically has, well, more than likely, I would say probably 80% of the time, have more meaning to her than it will to him. Do you think that's something you already knew?
Yeah, I mean, too much you can tell me about women that I don't already know.
Come on.
Yeah, I knew it. Go ahead.
I would say also, I think this is probably with everybody, but I feel like definitely with women, actions speak so much louder than words, but words are important too. Words are very important. But if you can back it up with action, you're going to win her over. Two or three, women aren't as complex. I feel like we say everything that's on our mind more than what you ever want to hear. So if you just listen, mm-hmm. you'll know exactly what's going on. Unlike a dude, you have to try to read the silence. With a female, if you just listen to what she's saying, you'll know exactly what she's saying. Being extremely involved, this is if you're married, being an extremely involved father will get you more brownie points than anything else that you could do. And five, I, as an alpha female, it's not that I want a dude that is beta. I need another alpha. Like, I need someone who can match my leadership, my aggressiveness. I mean, maybe not all
women
are that way.
Something to know about you. Yeah, what about, like, this is top five that women should know.
And I feel like almost every alpha woman I know, that is, even if she does end up with a dude that's like takes the back seat more often, they are attracted to men who are alpha men. That's just not somehow the person they ended up with. You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that tends to be more true than not, is that if you are dating an alpha female.
I don't know too many women that would want a dude this. I ain't gonna say beta. I ain't gonna say submissive, but like.
No, yeah.
I think, I don't want to say it like that either. It's easy to offend people. It's like most women want men.
No, you know what but I'm saying? You know, some dudes don't want an alpha female. Some dudes do. And I'm saying if that's what you want, then you need to match it.
Yeah.
Not fall back like, oh yeah, that's just, no, you need to be able, not to say you always got to exert that, but you need to be able to match it sometimes. And some men don't want that. They don't want an alpha female. They want a very submissive female. Okay.
Yeah.
But he's working
I just hate society right now.
No,
God,
you're
dang.
Gonna find very finessed so ways weak. To articulate yourself.
People are just so offended.
Look, black people are at the top of that list. We get offended very easily.
Not talking to them.
You talking
to all y'all, everybody,
in us, in you. You part of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give your top things that every woman should know about a man.
Well, I'm going to go against something you said about men being more complex. Men are very simple.
I didn't say y'all were more complex.
You didn't say it?
I said women aren't as complex as you think.
Well, men are simple as I'll get out. Even men that say, oh, I'm just complicated, they not. Men are very easy to figure out. You just watch their actions. When they do talk, listen to them. Men are very easy to figure out. That's one. Two, know what makes them happy. Know what makes them mad. It's something good to know about.
Oh, you're saying you should just find that out?
Yeah. Ask him. And it's that simple. But you ain't got to figure it out. Ask him. What makes you happy? What makes you mad? Or whatever. Just... Is as simple as asking.
But what if you got that type of dude that's always like, I don't know.
He probably don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's that simple. He probably don't know.
He's telling the truth. He's not just being antisocial. Yeah, he doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't know what you think. Dummy. He probably don't know.
Okay, what else?
Three. One thing you should know about a man is while y'all dating anyway, he'll treat you only as good as he treats his mother.
I wonder if that's honestly true.
Figure it out.
I mean,
unless she's crazy. I know a couple of dudes with crazy mamas. Mm-hmm. But that's obvious. But he'll still treat her like a queen. Like, oh, that's my mama. She was just playing. She didn't mean to cut your car up. Like, you know, like, who knows?
You know what? I feel like that might be just a thing for black men because of how our community was built up. I don't know if that goes across every ethnicity. I feel like it's a cultural thing for black men to really praise their moms.
That might be true. Mm-hmm. But I can only speak from a black man's point of view.
True. I can only speak from an alpha female point of view.
Shut up.
Come on.
Because I was about to go in deeper on that. What am I on, three or four?
You are on four.
Four. Also, I just got five to go. Let me see.
Four and five. Something I read from a book is it. I want to say, is that men are very visual.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
There you go.
Men are very visual. Whether it's with his woman, whether he's just out in public and you catch him looking, that's all he's doing is looking.
But no, I have. You probably don't notice, but here lately, I have really tried to remember that.
Yeah, I've noticed.
You have?
I'm glad you started remembering. Because well, Angel Boy, she just wake up like this and not know me. I say, wait. Then she leave the house. I'm like, why can't you just walk around like that?
I'm trying more to remember that. That's just
I did this for you. This silk shirt I got on. This satin shirt.
That's not what you should have did for me.
Oh. I ain't got no. It's a dry fish shirt, y'all. It looks like it's satin in this camera. It's horrible.
Okay, number five.
It was five.
No. Did was it? Okay.
I don't know. We'll play it back. If not,
it's close enough. Top five pet peeves. Look, let's see. Can you keep it to five?
No, I can't start with one. There's so many. My top five pet peeves. I'm just going to name them off as they come to me. They ain't no particular order. I can't stand for people to stare at me and not speak.
Mm-hmm. He can't. Oh, Jesus.
I'm from Kentucky. In the South, everybody speaks. I don't care if you hate the person you're looking at or whatever. If you catch eye contact, if you're within a speaking radius, you speak. Simple as that. When I moved to California,
I said, you can't stand it. Go ahead.
Yeah. I moved to California, and people had to explain it to me because I see people, hey, how's it going? Women clutch their purse. People would just look at me like I'm crazy. Yeah, that burns me up. Now I'm used to it, so now I just stare at people until they're uncomfortable.
He does.
I do. Like, I'll be like, hey, how's it going? They keep staring, so I just stare back.
I'd be like, Marcus. He's nope. Like, no, if he's going to stare at me, I'm staring at him. I'm like,
God. And I say it while I'm looking at him. Nah, they're going to stare, so I'm going to stare. We're going to get this stare on.
With his big old eyeballs.
Let me see. Another pet peeve, clutter.
Luckily, he doesn't have to deal with that in life. Next one.
Yeah, clutter. Which is why we...
Next one.
Which is what causes arguments around here. Number, what is it, my own three?
Yeah.
I don't like dishonest people.
Okay.
That burns me up. Just be real.
Okay.
Four, people that can't drive.
Okay. Yep. You tell the truth. You speaking the truth.
Yeah. Let me see. Five. What else? I'm just naming stuff that got on me today. It ain't even like, oh, Marcus only has five. I got about 3,000. Let me see. Five. What else? You know what? I was really starting to get on me.
What?
Dog people.
Oh.
As much as I love dogs, I do not like dog people.
People who make dogs seem like they're human and they deserve as many rights as humans.
Yes, yes, all of that.
Yeah.
People be like, oh my God, look at pictures of my dog. Look at video of my dog. I got kids. I don't care about your dog. I do not. You don't know anybody that care less than I do about your dog.
You are horrible.
Do you have dogs? Yeah. You got pick? No, I don't.
You used to, though.
I do, but I don't want to show them.
You used to make it your profile picture.
I did. Because I ain't personal like it. Here's my dog.
Here he is. All you get. My top five pet peeves are complaining. I can't stand to hear a person complain.
Don't be clever.
Over and over and over and over again. Number four, I hate clutter. My husband probably doesn't realize.
Well, hold on, damn it. Pause.
I hate clutter.
Y'all don't understand what comes out in these podcasts. When we say this is the first time we talk about this, it literally is. So
I hate it. I hate it.
What is wrong with you? You might as well light a cigarette. You know I hate when people smoke in my house. What the? Are you serious?
I can't stand it. You see how
No, we ain't going to be able to continue.
Listen. You see how...
Pantoof, you done started one.
You see how everything's in that basket? I had to get the stuff off the table.
Hold on. Stop. I'm going to do my own podcast on that shit. I'm sorry. You got to keep cutting these cuss words out. Angel started this whole organization
thing, I've been doing good.
But it took 9 months to get where it's at now, and it's still cluttered.
It is. It's hard.
And it's baskets. She's putting everything in baskets, but now we got baskets all over. You know what got to me this past weekend? Why we got all these clothes hampers and ain't no clothes in them? They all over the floor.
Because the kids keep pulling stuff out of them that I put in them.
But the kitchen is closed off.
No, you're not understanding. They're sometimes in the kitchen with me. Anyway, I don't like clutter.
Shit, I don't know this girl right here.
I don't.
I almost dropped one, too.
Number three, I can't stand a weak woman. And that's a shame. And I don't mean weak by a woman that cries. That's not weak to me. It's more so of I have a problem with a woman that refuses to ever believe in herself or believe that she can change a situation.
Like, I mean, weak people, because they're men like that too.
It's women that get on my.
Men don't bother you?
I don't care about them. I don't. It's women. I am such a pro woman type of chick. So dealing with women and, you know, always trying to encourage them. I can't deal with no chick that just does not want to get up. There are women who just need the tools to figure out how to get out of their, you know, whatever their situation is. And then there are women who just choose to just sit in it. And yeah. I can't. Mm-mm. That burns my biscuits. I cannot deal with it.
It burns my biscuits.
It does. It just does. What else?
What number are you on?
I got two more.
Because I just thought of 6, 7, and 8. Go ahead.
I guess I don't like rude people. That's a pet peeve of mine. People who don't have good social cues like that. That bothers me. It bothers me a lot because I feel like after a certain age, you need to get your life together and know how to be able to be around other people.
At that age, they just assholes because they know. They old enough to know. They just don't care.
That's why I call them rude.
Well, they assholes. That's different.
Or whatever you want to call it. I'm not a fan.
Who likes asshole?
But it's a pet peeve of mine. Like when
All right.
You just don't.
Yeah.
Give your 6, 7, 8, and I'm gonna figure out what my number
one. Six. I can't stand for somebody to not give me a firm handshake. That eats me. Like I would rather just slap their hand away than for somebody to put their hand in my hand. We shake and they just. Basically just hold their hand. It's disgusting. Like, I can't even explain how bad that burns me up.
Okay, I know what my number one is. Because I told you quick and you went into the description.
All right, go ahead.
I can't stand hearing someone chew their food that's over the age of like 2.
All right, here goes my number 7. I think we're talking about the same person. I can't stand for somebody to act oblivious or stupid. Like, just to purposely act that way.
To dummy down themselves.
Dummy down. I don't like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get kicked in the back of the neck. Just.
And what's your number 8 then?
I forgot. They just swarming all over the place.
They swarming all over the place. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. 2 truths and a lie. Oh, and try to stump each other on facts about ourselves. Huh.
What?
2 truths and a lie. Have you never played that?
No.
You tell 2 truths and one lie about yourself, and I have to figure out which one is a lie out of the three.
You know, like, I'm going to have to try to think of something that's a lie. It's like,
and yeah.
You're going to be like, no, you know good and well, you ain't never helped no lady cross the street.
Right. Come on. Okay. Let's see. I don't know if I can stump you with anything. I have to think of three things that you don't know about me at all. And I don't know if that's actually possible. I think I can do this. Hold on. I'm close. Are you thinking of something?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I think I'm almost got it. See, my problem is I'll tell you three truths and forget that I'm supposed to tell you a lie.
Or vice versa. Now that's my problem.
You're like, I'm going to give you all the lies. I busted my chin open falling off of my sister's shoulders onto a concrete floor. Number two, I used to eat peanut M&Ms every single day coming home from preschool. My uncle used to buy them for me. And number three is that... Oh, God, I forgot what my number three was.
So that's the lie.
Number three is we used to fix ramen noodles and put, what is that stuff called? Ketchup in it when we were little and eat it.
So what was the first one?
The first one was...
Look up. All right, the first one was true. You did fall and bust your chin.
Is that how I fell and busted my chin, though?
Damn it, you fell and busted your chin. That's the only one you said that slightly remotely sounded like it. What was the second one?
I used to eat peanut M&Ms every day after preschool that my uncle used to get me.
The ramen noodles one was a lie.
Number two was the lie. They were plain.
You can't, come on now. How you go, that's just ridiculous.
I knew it had to be a small fib because
that ain't I can tell that's not how this whole thing works. How you gonna go back to childhood and you close to 40?
Well, because that's the only... You know what?
Oh, yeah,
at least
goodness.
I don't look like I'm close to 40.
Sorry. I look good at it.
You look good at being old.
Yeah.
I had to go to childhood because if not, I know your adulthood. You know my adulthood.
You can go teenage years.
Okay. Well, give me yours and then I'll see if I can do a teenage years one.
All right.
Okay.
Watch how simple mine are. I once stole a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Or we once stole a car and did donuts in it.
Mm-hmm.
We found a purse and went to the mall shopping with the cash in it.
Mm, it's either number two or number three because I know number one is a definite. I've heard the story because y'all got shot at when y'all brought the boat back. Then I know. I would hope to say that it's number three that's a lie, but I've never heard you tell a story about doing donuts in a car either. But I'm going to stick with number three.
What was number three?
The purse with the...
Yeah, that's a lie. I ain't never stole nobody's money.
That don't sound like... That sounds just a little too mischievous for
you. But we did steal a car and do donuts. We took the car back, though. So we borrowed it.
Okay. Teenage years. I started wearing a padded bra when I was 16 years old.
That's true. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So I got 50-50.
Shut up. My freshman year of high school, the first semester I never wore the same outfit more than once. And number three is at Lafayette, I almost got in a fight with a hood rat.
Oh, so number two's a lie because at Lafayette, everybody gets into fights.
Nope, I never almost got in a fight with nobody's hood rat.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Then you was the hood rat.
No, I wasn't. I definitely wasn't in high school. Like, my hood rat tendencies didn't come out until I was got older. I was determined. When I got to high school, now, the outfits were ugly, but I never wore an ugly outfit more than once. I was like, I wore that a month ago. I'm not wearing it again until second semester. That's when I started accumulating clothes. Yeah, I'm so glad that the purse stealing one was not real. That would have really made me question, like, what type of child? I'm already worried about our sons based off of the things my husband said he did as a teenager. Yeah. Like,
I think it was money in the car that we took, and we didn't take the money.
We ain't gonna do it.
Oh, man, don't take nobody's money.
Yeah, no.
We're gonna donut up this Camaro, though.
I feel like if you just had to go off of my DNA and my behavior, you would have the easiest time raising these boys. Easiest. But we got his DNA in there, too.
We didn't do a lot of bad stuff.
You didn't do bad stuff. You did dangerous stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it was dangerous.
Yeah. All right, Pantu, thank you so much. Hold this on. Was fun. What?
Is it another one on there?
No, she did a Would You Rather. Oh, okay. We can do that real quick and we'll close it out. Marcus.
What?
Would you rather?
This is a thing you be seeing on a Family Guy.
I don't know.
Would you rather, I don't know, like have sex with Rosie O'Donnell? Or
yeah, absolutely. Would you rather have to go out with Viola Davis's character when she doesn't have on her wig out in public? Or live a life in twice amount of clutter that you have in the house now?
Viola all day.
If y'all can hear how he talks about
with them Nubian knots.
Oh, he gets mad when they have Viola take off a wig. He's like, what? No. This is Hollywood. Y'all done sold us a dang on. Y'all done sold us a story. Keep the story going. We supposed to believe that that's your hair coming out your head, even though we know it's not your hair coming out your head.
If it was a white girl, they wouldn't do that. Have her hair all over her head. They wake up with straightened and curly hair.
I wish she wanted to go deeper with her character. Something real. And that's real. Black women, we take off our wigs and we got little plaits up underneath there.
But how come when she cried? Don't nobody on TV be crying with snot coming out of their nose.
Viola is real.
I know she real.
Yeah.
But I'm going to need her to make somebody else do that too.
Everybody else on this show, snot better be flowing out your nose. Okay, give me a would I rather.
Would you rather? I don't know. I can't think of no rathers.
You know what my pet peeves are. You know what I can't stand.
All right. Obviously, you don't mind one of them. you able to look past clutter.
What? Are you going
to
give me a
I'm word? Trying to think. All right. Would you rather go to the gun range and shoot shotguns with me, or just let me buy one?
I'll shoot them at the gun range all month long.
Guess what we doing this weekend?
Game friend, they ain't doing it's Mother's Day weekend. I'm doing whatever I want to do.
You shotting? You'd rather shotgun shoot?
These are hypothetical.
No, they real.
Okay,
I'm gonna go out with Viola,
but she going out with the plants.
That's fine.
He's okay. Like, this is Viola Davis. Yeah, he would. I'm sure.
I would. Take another picture like I did with Angela Bassett. It was.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? We're going to try to get back on schedule so you can have a new one every single week. We just have to find a Sunday that we can sit down and record like three of them. These little babies are hellraisers, though, so it makes it a little difficult. But until then, please keep the conversation going with us by either leaving a comment in the description box, or not description, the comment section of this video, or you can tweet me at AngelTheActress. And the next time Marcus is on Periscope, you can ask him questions there. If you have any other Twitter questions you want to ask us, again, leave them in the comment section of this video, or you can leave them on my Twitter or even on my Facebook, which is That Chick Angel TV. I guess that's all, guys.
There's a lot of information.
Thanks so much.
So thanks y'all for tuning in. Like, subscribe, share,
and we'll talk to you next time.
Next time.
Peace. Turns to the right, late place in the universe, the surface of the first note.